One winter shortly before the 6 weeks' war, my tomcat, Petronius the Arbiter, and I lived in an old farmhouse in Connecticut. I doubt if it is there any longer, as it was near the edge of the blast area of the Manhattan near miss, and those old frame buildings burn like tissue paper. Even if it is still standing, it would not be a desirable rental because of the fallout. But we liked it then, Pete and I. The lack of plumbing made the rent low, and what had been the dining room had a good north light for my drafting board. The drawback was that the place had 11 doors to the outside. 12, if you counted Pete's door. I always tried to arrange a door of his own for Pete. In this case, a board fitted into a window in an unused bedroom, and in which I had cut a cat strainer just wide enough for Pete's whiskers. I have spent too much of my life opening doors for cats. I once calculated that since the dawn of civilization, 978 man-centuries have been used up that way. I could show you the figures. Pete usually used his own door, except when he could bully me into opening a people door for him, which he preferred. But he would not use his door when there was snow on the ground. While still a kitten, all fluff and buzzes, Pete had worked out a simple philosophy. I was in charge of quarters, rations, and weather. He was in charge of everything else. But he held me especially responsible for the weather. Connecticut winters are good only for Christmas cards. Regularly, that winter, Pete would check his own door, refuse to go out it because of that unpleasant white stuff beyond it. He was no fool. Then badger me to open a people door. He had a fixed conviction that at least one of them must lead into summer weather. Each time, this meant that I had to go around with him to each of 11 doors, hold it open while he satisfied himself that it was winter out that way, too, then go on to the next door, while his criticisms of my mismanagement grew more bitter with each disappointment.